and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak, coming to you today from a hotel room in West Palm Beach, Florida. But we will get to that. We got my buddies Frank and Dave standing by in the studio. Before we go to them, let's kick it off with prayer as we do each day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for giving us a new day. Father, thank you for loving us unconditionally. No matter what we do, we know that you will love us. We thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who came to earth to live among us, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that we could one day go to heaven. We thank you, Father, for blessing us with your presence throughout the day. No matter what we face, we know you will be here with us. Please give us the grace and the strength to go out and share the good news, your good news, with those around us. And we ask also that you speak through us on the program today so that we can proclaim the message that you have for each of us today. Please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to that message. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into the program today. Great to be with you here on Spirit in the Morning. As I mentioned, I am not in the studio today. I'm actually in a hotel room in West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm going to be flying out later today. I spoke to a Legatus chapter, which is a Catholic business group, in Jupiter, Florida, which is nearby here. Last night, had a great time. But now, it is time for Spirit in the Morning. And it is also time for the one, the only, Mr. David Parker. Hey, brother, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you? Thanks for the great intro.
Hey, man, I am great. How are things in the studio today?
Things are going pretty well. You know, it's...
Just pretty well?
Well, very well. Okay, Frank's here. You know, Frank,
We're having a party.
All right. Well, that's good. Good morning, Frank. How are you, my man?
You're not here. We're just hanging out.
Yeah. Warmed up our coffee. Frank rolls in at his usual time, and you know what that is.
La-di-dee, la-di-da.
There we go.
Did you ever have one of those mornings where you just, like, you know, you were sleeping so well, and then all of a sudden, like, it feels like part of a dream. You're like, oh, I think I need to go.
Yes.
Oh, my. It's already 6.
I do need to go. Yeah.
Look at my clock at 6:05. I'm like, I'm normally out the door well off before this.
Yeah.
Literally ran out the door. You know, it's just one of those mornings. But, you know, that's fine. It's nice to have once in a while. It invigorates you on that ride in.
Sure.
Yeah, Frank came in with one shoe. He left one in the driveway.
You didn't quite get it. Actually, you didn't see it, but I was putting my belt on out in the parking lot because I literally ran out the door and, you know, normally, I leave my stuff in my prior pants pockets and just change, and then I'll grab the belt and all that. I didn't have time for any of that, so I literally grabbed the shorts I was wearing yesterday and threw them in my truck.
Okay,
and didn't put them on. Didn't put a belt on until I got in the parking lot here. So that's been my morning. But you know, it's kind of like a spike of coffee, you know, when something like that happens, because you're just like, the adrenaline goes, and you're just like, okay, I'm now awake.
Yeah. He does have his Trenton Thunder baseball. I guess that's a baseball jersey on.
Yes, I love going to the Trenton Thunder. I think it's kind of those things I've been doing for a number of years. I actually prefer it over Major League Baseball.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Love the small ballparks. So we go to a number of minor league games of different teams, mm-hmm. and being that close to the players, they all want to be there. They have a desire.
Yeah.
It's not, they don't have these contract disputes. They have this, mm-hmm. I hope I can pay my bills this week type disputes. But, you know, they're all striving to make their career. So I absolutely love minor league baseball.
Yeah. It's a different level, and they're trying harder, and you can tell.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So it's a really good experience. And to be honest, it's also very inexpensive.
And it's very close to where you live and I live. It's like right across the river from where I live, you know.
So
very accessible.
And when I do go, I do try and support them in a variety of ways. So I have probably about 3 Trenton Thunder uniforms. This is one. I have an Irish one, and I also have their newer version one, which is a little bit lighter.
No, not an Irish one.
I do have an Irish one. I do.
Okay.
So, yeah, but that's a little bit about, you know, giving insights into myself today for some ungodly reason.
Well, Gary, now that
I'm still trying to picture the visual of Frank putting the belt on in the studio. So you guys are
whatever it takes, man.
Yeah, really,
that's right.
You know?
Hey. But, you know, this is perfect. Frank, this is a perfect tie-in. You're a busy guy. A lot of us are busy. We run around. How can we find God in the midst of our busy lives? Mm-hmm. You're going to love our first guest, Father Thomas Daly. Mm-hmm. He wrote a book. He was with us Monday. He's coming back today. He wrote a book, Live Well Today, St. Francis de Sales. Simple, and I emphasize simple, approach to holiness. It's all about finding the Lord in the midst of our busy lives.
Mm-hmm.
So what a perfect guest for us today. And also Dan Burke's going to be here to talk a little bit about spiritual direction. So, guys, it's going to be a great show. I'm glad the two of you are with me this morning.
And I'm glad to be here, Gare.
And I'm glad you at home are with us as well. Dave and Frank, by the way, there is one thing I want to mention before we... there's a really neat article I want to talk about, but just very quickly, the three of us will be at the Malvern Retreat House on Sunday. We'll be broadcasting live from the Family Festival.
Mm-hmm.
We will be there from 11 until 1. We'll be broadcasting live from 11 till 1, 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. till 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Sunday. I checked with the Malvern people. They are really excited that we're coming down. They said we're going to kind of be doing the pregame show to try to drum up some support because we're going to remind you, in case you forget to come down to the Family Fun Festival on Sunday, we'll be on the air to remind you to get on down there. Our friend Marty Rotella will be there. The Donut Man will be there. And we got lots of great things planned for you. So I'm looking forward to it, guys. How about you?
I am.
Any chance to hang out with you, Gary, I'm always looking forward to.
Yeah. Oh, now you went too far. Now you went too far.
Well, Frank,
you know I don't believe that.
Frank, you've been in marketing and sales, haven't you?
Yes.
It's true, Gary. We're looking forward to being with
it's
you.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we invite you to come on down to join us, to meet us in person. Even after we're done on the air at 1 o'clock, we're still going to hang around for a little while. They're going to have Mass at 1:30, a rosary procession. They have food. They have entertainment. Marty Rotella will be performing live, so many good things. So stop on by for details. Visit malvernretreat.com. Okay, before I run out of time, I still have the gospel to do. Frank, over the weekend, you sent me an article from EWTN News. And this was, I've been trying to get to it all week, but things have been a little hectic. This is such a great story. You talk about somebody meeting people where they are. There was a priest in California, and his name is Father David Genuine, and he was trying to figure out a way to reach young people, and he heard about something called Bottle Rock Napa, which is a three-day music festival in the Napa Valley, and he thought, he was given a suggestion, why don't you just go and sit outside the gates of this music festival and try to just meet the young people where they are, and just be a presence, be a visible presence there, and maybe you'll be able to connect with some people. So he did it. He did it, even though he was told it's a chaotic event. He sat outside of the entrance to this concert with a sign. The sign read this, Catholic priest, blessings, prayers, confessions, answers. That's it. And, you know, amazingly, he got so many requests. He heard confessions. He gave out rosaries. And it was a really good experience, he said. He wasn't met with a lot of criticism. People didn't perceive that he was trying to judge them. But yet he was that visible presence to young people, many of whom were seeking God. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that? Isn't that a great story?
I thought it was a great story. I was working on the website this weekend, as we'll talk about at the end of the show a little bit today. But, you know, as part of it, we actually consolidated a number of news services on our news page. And so this article was top article that at the moment I looked on, and I was like, you know, it caught me. And what caught me about it was, you know, the simplicity of it, first and foremost. The reaction he got from people, which was very positive, and I think that oftentimes we assume it's going to be negative, yet it was positive. Yet he was seen as kind of being one with them in many ways. You know, he wasn't seen as that outsider telling them they're bad or anything like that. He was seen as this, hey, you're welcome. And like, you know, they were
kind of cool.
Yeah,
as we would say in the old days.
Exactly, exactly. You know? So that was the beauty to that.
Wow.
And, you know, just, you know, I'd love to see more of that in many ways, just positive interactions, you know, with people in the faith. And I think young people are looking for faith.
Yeah. I have a question. Maybe, I don't know if it said in the article, but was he in collar? Was he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He,
okay. Yeah, there's a picture of him. And I'll, put a link to that on spiritofthemorning.com so you can see the picture. But, yeah, he's sitting there with his sign, just being accessible.
Yeah, that would make sense since he offered confession. But sometimes when people see, oh, my gosh, there's a priest or, you know, or a minister or a rabbi, you know, and they're in their uniform, as it were, and their clothing. Yeah, they, sometimes people would have a standoffish, you know.
Or
but
the other
in this
way.
Case, it worked the other way.
No, I think you can attract to him, and I think that's exactly what he did. And you know, I think that, if I remember correctly, they went out with like a certain amount of like I don't know whatever they were giving away, and ran out.
They did. They ran out of rosaries, and then they got some more miraculously. So it's an amazing story, and I think for all of us, we can look at that and question ourselves and say, how can I bring the presence of Christ into somebody's life today? And this was really what happened was he was watching EWTN TV. He heard Father Mitch Pacwa talk about the need for evangelization. Wow. That's what motivated this priest to go out there and just try this. And to summarize, what he said at the end of the article was, follow the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. If you feel the Holy Spirit telling you to do something, go ahead and do it. So great story.
Wow.
And Frank, thank you for bringing that to my attention. Before we run out of time, I do want to read the gospel. It's a short one today. It comes from Mark chapter 12, verses 35 through 37. As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, how do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet. David himself calls him Lord, so how is he his son? The great crowd heard this with delight. This is a very confusing, short but confusing gospel. And very briefly, what Jesus is doing here is emphasizing that, yes, he is the Messiah, but he's also emphasizing that he is the Son of God. And this was a concept that was foreign to many of his followers. People were having a real hard time with that. And throughout his life, Jesus met a lot of opposition from people who didn't get this whole Son of God thing. And Jesus was God, and he was explaining this to the people, and they were confused. When we come back, I hear my break music, so I got to run for right now. When we come back, Father Thomas Daly will talk about how to live a life of holiness in the midst of our daily duties. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 9th. Today we celebrate Saint Ephrem. Born in Syria early in the 4th century, Ephrem took upon himself the special task of opposing the many false doctrines so rampant in his era. One way he did so was by taking the popular songs of heretical groups and using their melodies, composing beautiful hymns embodying Orthodox doctrine. Ephrem became one of the first to introduce song into the church's public worship as a means of instruction for the faithful. He is also known as the Harp of the Holy Spirit. Ephrem became famous as a teacher and was ordained a deacon, but he declined to become a priest. Although he was not a man of great scholarship, his works reflect deep insight and knowledge of the scriptures. They also show his holiness. In writing about the mysteries of humanity's redemption, Ephrem reveals a sympathetic spirit and a great devotion to the humanity of Jesus and Mary. His poetic account of the Last Judgment is said to have inspired Dante. Ephrem preferred a simple, austere life. He spent many years living in a small cave overlooking the city of Edessa. It is there he died in 373. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zim's telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Lord, if you want to steal my show, take it away. That's Toby Mac, and I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit of the Morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's a great pleasure to be with you here. As I stated at the beginning of the show, I'm coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. I spoke last night at a local Catholic business group. I'm going to be headed home later today. Right now, we are joined by Father Thomas Daly. Father Thomas Daly is a priest of the Oblates of St. Francis de Sales. And as of July 1st, he becomes the full-time Cardinal Foley Chair of Homiletics and Social Communications at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary. Father has written several books, including his most recent work, Live Well, Live Today Well, St. Francis de Sales, Simple Approach to Holiness from Sophia Institute Press. This is a really good book. I'm always looking for resources to help me to live out the duties of my state of life. This is challenging for me, and encounter the Lord there. Now, that's a good endorsement for me. Obviously, I love the book, but before I turn it over to Father, I want to read an endorsement from our own Archbishop Charles Chaput about this book. The Archbishop said this, a life-changing book for anyone who thought they were too busy to grow in holiness. Man, that's what it's all about. I love the message. Father Thomas Daly, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Gary.
Father, twice in 1 week, I really appreciate you making the time to be with us again.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, Father, St. Francis de Sales, you are an oblate. Obviously, you know about the spirituality of St. Francis de Sales, and many of our listeners might not be familiar with his spirituality, or really, they might not know the details of his life. Can you briefly tell us a little bit about St. Francis de Sales and what exactly Salesian spirituality is?
I'd be happy to, Gary, just as I explained to the Legatus group in Denver last week.
Oh, very good.
You're there in Florida this week.
Yeah.
St. Francis de Sales, we affectionally call him the other Francis, because he's a lot lesser known than the one from Assisi. Mm-hmm. But he was a bishop in what is now Geneva, Switzerland, mm-hmm. although he didn't live in Switzerland. He lived in a little town in France that was part of the Duchy of Savoy in the late 1500s, early 1600s. And what he became known for was his sense of sanctifying the ordinary elements of life, to live the ordinary things extraordinarily well was kind of his message. And, of course, at the time, 400-plus years ago, the idea of a universal call to holiness, as we refer to it nowadays, mm-hmm. was completely foreign, totally out of touch with most of the people who thought if you wanted to be holy, you had to go live in a monastery somewhere and live a very rigorous kind of ascetical life. And he's most famous for writing a book called The Introduction to the Devout Life,
right,
which is really introducing people to the holiness that they can live. And the distinguishing factor there was his notion that holiness is not a preset sort of program for life. It's a way of living whatever vocation you are in. And so it's going to vary from vocation to vocation, from person to person, but every single one of us is called to holiness.
That's a great reminder, Father. I think that's very challenging, especially as we try to grow closer to the Lord. Sometimes we think, well, that means I need to spend more time in prayer. I need to spend more mm-hmm. time in church. And while that may be true, we don't want to do that at the expense of our families, if we have a family, or at the expense of our jobs, whatever they may be, correct?
No, in fact, that's exactly his point. I think the common perception is holiness is an effort of life that is one among many or one in addition to all of the other responsibilities I have in life. His entire point is that holiness is something you live in and through the responsibilities you have in your vocation. It's not an extra added duty that one has. So one doesn't say all your prayers in the morning and then go to work as if they were multiple things. His idea is that you become holy in and through your work.
Yeah, very interesting. And the fact in the book's title, you mentioned this is a simple approach to holiness. Well, that got my attention because I find this challenging, Father. I find it challenging to live out holiness in my day-to-day duties. How is this a simple approach?
It's simple, not in the sense of being easy.
Okay.
It was a very deliberate word choice.
Right.
But simple in the sense of changing my approach to what holiness is. It simplifies the notion that each single day that I live, and, mm-hmm. and for Francis de Sales, in a sense, everything revolved around just one day, because really that's all the time we have. That's all the time that we have within our control. Certainly we have to do planning, and certainly memory is important. But right now, the present moment, that's where we are. That's where we live. So how can I make this day, this moment, an opportunity for holiness? If I can focus, sort of redirect my attention and redirect my intention to just what I'm doing now, then I can sanctify that and then move on to the next thing I have to do, and then the next thing that I have to do. And sooner or later, living each day well, I end up living a lifetime well.
As someone who has always struggled with anxiety, and now I speak a lot about the topic because the Lord has really helped me to experience peace in my life. But as someone who's always struggled with anxiety and been concerned about the future, that's always been a difficult mm-hmm. thing for me. This message really resonates, this idea of living the present moment. And if I could, I want to read a quote. You start the book off with this quote and ask you to explain a little bit about this from St. Francis de Sales. And he says this, "Let us be firmly resolved to serve God with our whole heart and life. Beyond that, let us have no care about tomorrow. Let us think only of living today well, and when tomorrow comes, it also will be today, and we can think of it then." And I really enjoy that. But Father, I want to ask you, does that mean the idea of not being concerned about tomorrow, does that mean that we should never plan for the future?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. But planning for the future, strategizing, figuring out what we have to do, where we have to go, what we have to get ready, all of that, as with everything in life, has to happen within the context of our faith in the goodness of divine providence. Mm. In other words, his point there is not that we never think of the future.
Right.
It's natural that we do. But that we always put everything we think about or everything we plan or even everything we're concerned with and worried about, always have that within the context of or within the greater overarching reality that God provides, that God has us in his fatherly hand, that God is going to take care of us. I mean, that's what we believe.
Right.
And so if we really believe that, in a certain sense, we should never, ever worry about anything. But,
right.
of course, naturally we do because we're human.
Mm-hmm.
So this notion of anxiety, in fact, for Francis de Sales, that was a huge topic. He said, mm-hmm. Other than sin, it's the greatest evil that human beings suffer.
Wow.
And he wrote a lot about it precisely because that's where people are. His
mm-hmm.
point is that we want to plan for eternity. We want to plan to be saints, but we can only do that today. So let's plan for eternity, but focus on today.
Great message. Father Thomas Daly, we have about 1 minute left. I just want to say, if you're listening at home and you are struggling to find the Lord in your day-to-day activities, this book is for you. Live Today Well, St. Francis de Sales, Simple Approach to Holiness from Sophia Institute Press. Father Thomas Daly, thank you so much for joining us once again on the program. We just scratched the surface, Father, and I'd love to talk more about this at some point in the future with you.
You're
but
quite
before
welcome,
you
Gary.
Go,
mm-hmm.
thank you, Father. Before we go, can we get a quick blessing from you?
Certainly. I invoke God's blessings upon you and all of your listeners. We ask St. Francis de Sales to intercede for us and give us, help us with the graces to live each and every day well. And may God bless you all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so Amen. Much, Father Thomas Daly. Have a wonderful day.
And you too.
Thank you. Boy, what a great segment. That, if you're listening out there, you're struggling to fit the Lord into your day-to-day activities, it is possible and it can be done. Live Today Well from Father Thomas Daly, Sophia Institute Press. Check it out wherever Catholic books are sold and online. We'll talk to you right on the other side with Dan Burke.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. British Prime Minister Theresa May's gamble in calling an early election has backfired spectacularly as her Conservative Party has lost its majority in Parliament and pressure is mounting on her now to resign. The shock result throws British politics into chaos that could send Britain's negotiations to leave the European Union into disarray. Former FBI Director James Comey has kicked up a hornet's nest with the disclosure that he orchestrated the release of damaging details from his conversations with President Trump. Comey told a Senate committee yesterday that he decided weeks ago to get details of a memo he wrote out before the public. In the memo, he wrote that Trump had said he hoped that Comey could let go the investigation of former advisor Michael Flynn. Comey testified yesterday that he had a friend share with a reporter the content of that memo, hoping it would lead to the appointment of a special counsel, and it did. And the head of the Pro-Life Center for Medical Progress is seeking to disqualify a federal judge who barred him from releasing videos recorded at meetings of a pro-abortion group. Attorneys for David Dalyden said in a court filing this week that U.S. District Judge William Orrick has a long-standing relationship with an organization that partners with Planned Parenthood. And attorneys also said the judge's wife liked Facebook posts critical of Dalyden. They asked Orrick to recuse himself from a lawsuit filed against Dalyden by the National Abortion Federation. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Are you tired of worrying? This is Gary Zimek from Spirit in the Morning, and I have good news for you. On August the 4th through August the 6th at the Malvern Retreat House, I'll be leading a Stop Worrying and Start Living retreat. Together, we can learn that Jesus Christ is the answer to overcoming anxiety and obtaining peace in our lives. We'll have Mass, we'll have confession, we'll have Eucharistic adoration, plus lots more. For more information, visit malvernretreat.com.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. While on duty as a 911 operator in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Marilyn Hinson got a call from 81-year-old cancer survivor Clarence Blackman. As reported by Beth Dreyer in Reader's Digest, Mr. Blackman returned home to an empty refrigerator and pantry after months in the hospital. Unable to get out of the house himself, he dialed 911 and asked if someone could bring him food. With approval from her supervisor, Marilyn brought Mr. Blackman several bags of groceries and made him a few sandwiches that afternoon. She told a local TV station, "I've been hungry and I can't stand for anyone else to be hungry." Mr. Blackman lives in hospice care now, but Marilyn still visits him a few times a week and brings him some goodies. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Stirring me a love that's deep, a love that's wide, a love that's sweet. And help me, Lord, to never keep it to myself. And if my heart should dimly burn, and if my feet should fail to run, call my name. We'll be right back. It's really that simple. I wanna stay close to you, just as simple as this song. I wanna stay close to you. It's really that simple. I wanna stay close to you.
Stay close to you, Lord. It's really that simple. That was No Fear in Love by Stephanie Gretzinger. If you're sensing a theme throughout today's show, we just spoke with Father Thomas Daly. We talked about the idea of a simple approach to holiness. I think the Holy Spirit's onto something here with keeping it simple. Briefly, let's take a quick look at the National Weather Service forecast for the greater Philadelphia area. Today, 57 degrees at the present moment. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 65. And Saturday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then mostly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit of the Morning every Friday on the program. We are joined by our friend Dan Burke, who is the executive director of the National Catholic Register, among many other things. But Dan's going to join us today to talk a little bit about spiritual direction. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing great, my friend. Now, I was thinking last night, for our listeners, Dan and I don't prepare for these segments. We let the Holy Spirit lead. Dan, I was thinking about spiritual direction, one of your favorite topics. It came to mind that many of our listeners might not be familiar with the concept of spiritual direction. So I thought, well, today, why don't we talk a little bit about spiritual direction? What exactly is it, Dan?
Well, Gary, I got a suggestion for you, and I'm going to, put you in a spot on the air live here.
But I love that.
Why don't we spend a few shows on that? Because
good,
I think it would be helpful for folks. It'd be good to promote the practice because there are a lot of misunderstandings of what it is and what it isn't. I'll tell you what it is, and I have this definition of it in my book, Navigating the Interior Life, which is written on that topic. It's published by Emmaus Road, and you can get it at EWTN's religious catalog. But the definition that I have here, if I'm trustworthy, so we'll see. Actually, it's not my definition. It's more of a reflection of church history. Spiritual direction is a relationship between three persons, the Holy Spirit, director, and the directee, and the main focus of spiritual direction is union with God. The central aim of it is to help guide the directee to purposefully, consistently, and substantively grow in the relationship with God and neighbor. And the most important participant in spiritual direction is actually the Holy Spirit. The least important, which is often misunderstood, is the director. And then second, in that list of three is the directee. So the Holy Spirit, the directee, and then the director. And the goal is to discern what it is that God is doing in the life of the directee and how it is they can follow the Lord to deeper union with Him.
It's a very interesting topic, and Dan, I remember when I first was introduced to the idea of spiritual direction, somebody had told me they had a spiritual director, and I thought, wow, do I need a spiritual director? So I'm going to throw that out to you. Does the average person on the street need a spiritual director, or is it just for the super holy, or is it just for religious and priests?
that's a good question. I'll give you quotes from one saint who's alive who I think will be a saint, and then another saint who's already been canonized. But Pope Benedict said he was speaking to the Theresianum in Rome, which is a spiritual formation center there, and he said, as she has never failed to do, again the Church today continues to recommend the practice of spiritual direction, not only to all those who wish to follow the Lord up close, but to every Christian who wishes to live responsibly his baptism, that is, the new life in Christ. Now, he could leave it there, but he emphasizes it even more. Pope Benedict says, everyone, in fact, and in a particular way, all of those who have received a divine call to a closer following needs to be supported personally by a sure guide and doctrine and expert in things of God. Mm-hmm. So that's Pope Benedict, and I'll give you one who's already canonized, which is Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. He said that everyone who takes himself as his own spiritual director is the disciple of a fool. So let that one settle in.
I have heard that one before. That is, you talk about a sledgehammer over the top of the head. That's a brutal statement.
So to translate what Pope Benedict was a little more direct and clear than Saint Bernard. So Bernard's point is that if we direct ourselves, meaning if we have no director, we are foolish. We are fools. Mm. Why does he say that, Gary? The reason he says that is because the human person has an infinite capacity for self-delusion. Pope Benedict, in that same address to the Theresianum, said a guide can defend oneself from facile, subjectivist interpretations, making available his own supply of knowledge and experiences in following Jesus. His point, Pope Benedict's point here, is that this infinite capacity for delusion and self-deception is also a tool of the enemy that he uses against us. And it's very difficult for us to come to an accurate understanding of who we are, really are, who we really are, where we really are, without the aid of someone outside of us to give us feedback as they see our lives and work with us spiritually and speak to us and to help us confront those issues that we tend to sidestep or rationalize or justify. So spiritual direction is critical to give us perspective that can only, you know, we only know that the brake light is out in our car because the guy driving behind us tells us. We can't see it. It's a blind spot, right?
Right.
So we've got to have help to see what we can't see and really another great analogy is, you know, if you're going to go climb Mount Everest, Gary, I don't know about you, but I'd hire a guide, you know? someone who's done it successfully, someone who knows the best route, someone who's seen people die on the road.
Right.
And who knows how to avoid that tragedy spiritually and temporally. So spiritual direction is incredibly important. And in fact, one of the greatest saints of our time, St. John Paul II, had a spiritual director from early on that really set him on the course to the holiness that affected the entirety of the world.
Dan, let's tackle the obvious question now. Somebody listening is saying, all right, so spiritual direction is important. How do I choose a spiritual director? Because most of us don't know where to turn when we hear that. What would you recommend to someone who has that question? How do we choose a spiritual director?
Well, so I guess one question that precedes that, Gary, would be how do I find one? So
yeah.
Choosing one assumes we have a list of options, and that's fairly uncommon.
Right.
In my book, Navigating the Interior Life, I have a whole chapter on how to find and select a spiritual director, and that's very difficult. I give a lot of different suggestions. As an example, hang out with holy Catholics. Most holy Catholics have a spiritual director. Or in the process of finding one, you know. So that's a way. And another way is to be involved with movements or third orders in the church where usually holy Catholics hang out, where there's usually spiritual guides, that sort of thing. There are four spiritual direction schools in the United States that I recommend or endorse, Heart of Christ School in Michigan, the School of Faith in Kansas City, Kansas, Clearwater, the House of Prayer in Clearwater, Florida, and the Lanteri Center in Denver. Those are all faithful schools where spiritual directors are trained, And if you live in those areas, they actually train people from all over the country. But you can contact those schools, and I do have a list of those on spiritualdirection.com. If folks go out to spiritualdirection.com, they can look up Spiritual Direction Schools, and then they will find contact information. So that's a good way, calling your diocese. But there are some dangers with spiritual direction that you also have to be aware of. I don't know how much time we have, Gary, but...
we have about 2 minutes left.
2 minutes left. So a lot of folks who are in this realm, unfortunately, are in the New Age or what I would call corrupted or syncretistic forms of spirituality. So what it might be good to do, Gary, in our next time together, is talk a little bit more about what spiritual direction is not. So that way people kind of know the boundaries. And then we can talk about the dangers as you're searching for one and how to avoid running into spiritual directors that are damaging to your soul, which, of course, happened to Teresa of Avila in particular. We have her record of that difficult experience. But many great gains can be made. It's worth the effort. It's worth the risks and worth the challenges to find someone to help you climb that mountain of God.
Well, we're going to be pursuing that in the weeks ahead with you, Dan, so thank you for agreeing to talk about this. It's an important topic. I would recommend, if you're listening out there, a first place to start is go to spiritualdirection.com and sign up for Dan's daily emails, right? You send these out daily. I get them, and I think they're very helpful. It's a great resource.
Great, so, Gary. Thanks so much.
Mr. Burke, I hear my music. I've got to run. Thank you so much for joining us again. God bless you, brother.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. When we come back, we're going to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
This is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpo. In Mark 3:44, Jesus said, "Be on guard against the scribes who like to parade around in their robes and accept marks of respect in public. These men devour the savings of widows and recite long prayers for appearance sake. It is they who will receive the severest sentence." He further observed the wealthy putting sizable amounts of money into the coin collection box. But one widow put in 2 copper coins worth about 1 cent. He said that she put in more than all the rest, because they gave out of their abundance, but she gave all she had to live on. Of course, the scribes and the wealthy were not likely to dwell in their own self-absorption, still less that God was fully aware of it. But Jesus knew it all, and he still does. We do well to ask him to reveal to us our own acts of hypocrisy while we still have time to repent of them. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these 4 words. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thank you.
Thy will be done. Four very important words. If you want to pray something today, no matter what you're going through, what a great prayer. Lord, thy will be done. I might not like this, what's happening to me, but your will be done. That's Hillary Scott. My name is Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit of the Morning. Your current time right now, 7:52. Let's take a quick look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. This is one that should be familiar to you. The words of St. Peter comes from Luke 22:33. And Peter said to him, Lord, I am prepared to go to prison and to die with you. These were the words of St. Peter to Jesus. We all know what happened. The three-time denial came shortly after this. The reason I chose this verse, and this comes from my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. The reason I chose this verse is to let you know that there is hope. We all mess up from time to time. We all have the best of intentions. I'm never going to get mad at this person again, Lord. I'm always going to say my prayers every day. I'm going to do this, that, or the other thing. And what happens? We mess up. Don't give up hope. Turn to the Lord and say these two words. Lord, I'm sorry. I messed up. Please forgive me. That's what the sacrament of confession is so great for, to go and to say you're sorry and to get that grace so that you can go on and maybe avoid that sin in the future. That's the message. Dave Parker, this is something I know I struggle with. I mean, I'm sure you've been down this road before.
We have the
best of intentions, and then, I can't believe I did it again.
Absolutely. I swore I was never going to do that.
And
then, oh, my gosh, what happened, And then we turn in on ourselves sometimes and berate ourselves.
Yeah.
But we have to pause and then recommit and ask for forgiveness if that is necessary. But recommit to the Lord and to every day on our journey.
Dave, I read one time that the Lord allows that to happen to us. He allows us to fall to remind us that we need him, because otherwise we'd think, well, I've got this holiness thing down. I don't really need the Lord. I'm never going to commit, right?
Yeah. when all of a sudden something happens and then, oh, that's humility. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, and it does work.
It does.
I am thankful that it happens.
That's right. It's not fun at the time, but there is a benefit to it. I want to turn it over to Frank, who wants to talk a little bit about some of the changes we have going on with the website. But I just want to give a shout out to our friend Anna Mitchell from EWTN Radio. She's going to be going on maternity leave. Anna has been gracious enough to do the daily news for us. Frank, I know you work with her in getting that news every day. She does such a great job for us on the program.
Yeah, she's extraordinarily special. In fact, I'm about to mail out to her, rosaries and prayer cards that were touched the gloves of St. Gianna. And so as kind of a little thank you for her as she's going out. But in fact, if our listeners, if anyone is interested in having rosaries or prayer cards that touch St. Gianna, send me an email, frank@holyspiritradio.org. We'll be happy to get them out to you. We're going to send them out to her today. So she's been extraordinarily special. I exchange emails with her every single morning. And she is she's a really great individual. So, quick shout out to her. I have a prayer for something, though. I was just actually looking at it. I have to climb up on the roof. That I'm thinking about doing it this weekend. And if anyone's out there that wants to do this for me, hey, let me know. Again,
hey.
That's frank@holyspiritradio.org. We have a heater that birds
like to... 215-345-1570. Ask for Frank.
There's our heater, the birds like to go live in the vent. I have to somehow become a heating specialist and put a new vent cap on, which I've actually never done. I went up there the other day and didn't realize the roof is a little steeper than I was expecting. So I'm not looking forward to this. So if there's someone who's a specialist in this, let me know. Maybe you can help out. This is one of those times I'm not afraid to say, I don't like doing these things. So we have that going on. But the website, we're doing a lot of changes this week. So actually now the website is 100% mobile friendly. So if you go from your mobile device, you can get to any of the pages. Very easy to view. But one of the things is also bringing archive shows onto the website in an easy to use fashion that you can do so right from your phone. So as of last night, Spirit in the Morning, we now have an archive back to April. So all the shows through April, May, and June are now available on spiritinthemorning.com. We will add in the remainder. Mm-hmm. I mean, there may be a few in there we want to take out. We have to talk about that, gentlemen.
What? They're all good.
Maybe a couple hundred that we want to take out.
Actually, it was kind of fascinating because for parts of them, I had to validate like what the shows were. And so I had to listen to some of them. And you know, it's really funny. We have a favorite section. Mm-hmm. We have to sit down and re-go over our favorites because since we put that together, there's some more that are, you know, my favorites. Okay. And so I think we should probably all each sit down and kind of pick out what our favorites are.
Reevaluate from time to time, right?
That's right. And so there's a section that's our favorites, which is, you know, just some of the shows that we like. But then there will be an archive going all the way back to the beginning. I'm looking forward to listening to that first one, but I won't do it until I actually get it loaded in.
Okay.
So I can actually, you know, kind of do it as a hey, I made it,
right?
Each one of these is actually kind of take time consuming to do. But anyway, just wanted to let everybody know. Check it out on spiritinthemorning.com. You can now listen to some of those shows through April. Keep paying attention, and they're going to go all the way back to October.
Yeah, and I know we have just a couple seconds left, Frank. Thanks for mentioning that. But also, PhillyCatholicRadio.org, right? That's another way to
That's another website.
Station.
Now, the PhillyCatholicRadio.org will take you right to the listening portal where you'll listen. You can listen to the current, what's live on the air right now, as well as the latest episode of each show, local show.
Mm. Okay. That's great. And look, that sums up.
Radio.org.
That sums up who we are. We are Holy Spirit Radio is Catholic, Philly Catholic Radio. That's who we are. We are your source for Catholic radio in the Philadelphia area. We're blessed to be with you. Thank you for tuning in. Lord, help us as we deal with the struggles of daily life. Help us remind us that you are with us. And as I always tell you, wherever you go, whatever you do, remember that the Lord is with you. Turn around and say hi. Sunday, join us at Malvern. God bless you. Have a great weekend.